I have the one and only Shane Murphy in the studio with me. Good afternoon, Shane. How are you?
Nice and relaxed.
That's what we like to hear. That's what we like to hear. How's your week been?
It's been good, yeah. It's good, yeah. It's been an interesting 2 weeks now, really. I suppose when we were last talking, like, I mean, Micheál Martin, you know, that we've suddenly had these all these lifted restrictions and all that sort of stuff, like, you know, and it's steadily, surely going back to some form of life. And I was reading an article there the other day about the fact that the emergency is over, you know, that... You know, that we're coming out the other side, and whatever variants are coming out are becoming milder and milder.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it's all good. You know, people are getting back to some bit of normality, even though I was in the pub over the weekend, like, and still very, very quiet. And
was
you
it?
Know,
yeah.
Still people are, you know, just a local pub, like, but I mean, just still, I don't know, there's still that little bit of nervousness, you know, and stuff like that, and people still wearing the masks in the pub, like, even though they don't have to, like, but I mean, you know, still are still that little bit nervous, you know?
Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It's mad about the mask. Like, this time 2 years ago, you know, if you told someone they'd have to wear a mask, they'd probably look at you funny, you know? They don't even want to take it off,
you know? But it's all like a bit of confidence, really.
Look, it's whatever makes you feel comfortable yourself at the end of the day. Like, if you feel comfortable with a mask on, you can wear a mask. It's not, whereas, like, as I'm saying, like, you know, 5 years ago, like, you know, it's just the Chinese people that used to wear masks and we saw just look at them.
Whereas now
it's acceptable, you know what I mean? So whatever you're comfortable with, you wear yourself, like, you know, whatever level of comfort that you can get, like, it's great, like, but slightly off topic was that I have a lot of clients who tell me that the masks kind of help them. There'll be people that struggle with social anxiety. You know, I had one client who said that, you know, he'd wear the mask, he'd put the headphones on, and then he'd put a hood over his head, and all you could see was just his eyes sticking out of it. And he was brilliant. He could hide away from society and hide away from people.
A lot of people probably did that,
you know, and how that they are still, like, that the masks is like, is all you can see is the eyes, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't, you know, a client the other day took, for the first time in 4 weeks, had taken the mask off, and I could see her face, and I was literally going, oh, that's what you look like.
Yeah.
Because I had no idea, because all you can see is the eyes, like, you really don't know what the, you know, we're such, we're beings that really rely so much. I didn't rely how much I rely on the whole face, seeing the whole face, seeing, you know, even as a therapist, you know, picking up on, you pick up on so much from, you know, the smile and the way your nose
and I've often come across that too, like when the mask is off, you know, that person becomes totally different.
Yeah, you can see the smile, or you can see, like, I mean, even working in the cancer support center, like when you're working with grief, you don't know if they're crying or they're laughing. And it's very, very hard, like, you know what I mean? Like, you just literally can't see, can't understand what they're doing. You can't, you know, it's just so important, like, that we can see their whole face, like, you know what I mean? And I just think that, for me, I suppose, that you realise on how much you depend on people's whole faces because, you know, none of us have ever gone through what we're seeing now with masks. Like, it's the same with children, you know. I was with my dentist this morning and he was saying that, you know, they're seeing an awful lot more tooth decay in the children because of wearing the masks, because it air circulation and all that for the mouth is really important.
Yeah.
So things like that, look, these are things that we don't know. You know, it's like everything to do with everything that's going on. We don't know, and we won't know until a couple of years' time.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just, I you know, the mass disappearing of all the things, I think, is probably one of the most important things, you know.
Yeah, well, do you know what? It is really, like, and tis, you can see a big pickup, I think, in the last 2 weeks. People are a lot happier, I think.
Well, they are, because all along we were hearing that we're coming out of lockdown, but we always knew that we're going to go back into lockdown, whereas this time we're out of it. And there's a feeling, even though there's a slight, I still have it, you know, a slight nervousness within myself that, maybe. But I think there's, if we were to look at percentages, I think the leaning is more 70% that we're coming out the other side of it.
Yeah,
rather than before, you might have had 30%, you know what I mean? Whereas there's definitely a feeling of buoyancy. There's a feeling of, you know, things opening up and stuff like that. I saw that where Havana Browns was in the Cork City, they've opened up a new nightclub in there instead of it. Like, so, you know, things like that are opening up and they're not scared to open up. You know what I mean?
And I suppose, Shane, that brings us in nicely to what we're going to talk about today, and that's positivity.
Yeah, you know, I think I mentioned last week, and I think it kind of flows in a little bit from the affirmations that we did last week, is about choosing to live a positive life. You know, I suppose the best way I describe it is, you know, so you wake up in the morning and your alarm goes off, and the first thing you think of is, oh, the alarm is going off. I have to get up. I have to go to work and it's a Monday and loads of negative thoughts pop into your mind, and then it affects your mood throughout the day. And then if you do that for a couple of weeks, every time you hear an alarm, it brings you into that negative thought pattern. And I mean any alarm, like, you know, literally any alarm, you could hear someone's phone that has an alarm on it and straight away you go, oh jeez, you get that negative feeling and you don't know where it's coming from. And it happens over time. You get into that routine, that pattern, you know. And I mean, I'm only talking about an alarm at the moment. There's lots of other things. So to shift that mindset, like, would be literally to start thinking, oh, it's another day. I'm getting out of bed. I'm looking forward to my day. I can't wait. Or I'm so thankful that I can put my feet on the ground. I can get out of bed. I can walk. You know, just to twist and turn the mindset into something more positive.
Yeah, and,
you know?
And like, there's probably some people listening now, says, God, he's gone off on one again. Like, you know, and you know, what, you know, like, people can't be that positive or whatever like that all the time. But they actually can, can't they?
That's it. Like, I mean, like, you know, I was reading a book the other day, like, about the four steps to take to have a positive life. And you can do it, like, with four steps. And one is to take control of your mindset. And that's what I said there. Like, I mean, you know, you were asking me last week, I think for whatever amount of 15 months or something that we've been talking, you know, it's one of the things we always go back to is, why do we go to the negative? And my new theory, and this is my own personal theory, it's not in books or anything like that, is that we're actually positive beings, that we actually are meant to live in the positive place, except that we choose to go to the negative. You know, and society, you know, social media, all that sort of stuff is definitely, you know, programmed just to pull us towards the negativity, because in the negative place, you know, in a positive place, you can't really sell much, you know, selling stuff and stuff like that, you know, ads on the thing, you know, you being in a positive place, you're not necessarily
going
to.
And you know, you're right there, because like, what is advertising only telling you? That you need something.
Yeah, it's always about you need something. You need a holiday. But if you're in a positive, mighty form, I love my life, I love going for walks in Yall Beach, I absolutely love living here, can't wait to go for a swim now when the weather gets good in June. And then as an ad comes up for it, and you go, if you're in great form, like, you might go, sure, I don't need a holiday, I'm grand, I love my life.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. Or anything. So they want us to be in that negative, vibrating in that negative place.
Yeah, I never looked at it that way. Actually, you know,
so like, you know, if we can actually adapt the mindset that we are positive beings, we're not negative, we're in the positive, we live in the positive, but we choose to go to the negative. I think that kind of changes a connotation within your mind, because then it doesn't sound like hard work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just sounds like, sure, look, if I'm always supposed to be positive, let's just carry on the way I'm supposed to be, and let's just live a positive life. And then when you feel yourself being drawn into the negative, you know, oh, I'm choosing to go there, and you can stop yourself.
Yeah.
And it's not as simple as that. It does take a repetition. It does take affirmations. It takes a lot of work.
Well, it takes that awareness of living in the now, as we're always on about as well, to be aware that, right, I'm going in a bad place here, so look, I need to flip this straight away.
Yeah, you know, and I suppose last week we did a lot of affirmations, and you and I got a lot of positive feedback. So I said I'd call out maybe three more positive affirmations, you know, as we're still talking about positivity. And I'll speak slower this time, because I think that's one of the feedbacks we got. So one positive affirmation that you can do to yourself, and it's one I do myself all the time, is I believe I can do anything. And that doesn't have to be something you get out of bed in the morning and you do. You can literally be walking around and you say, I believe I can do anything. And it's a simple, it's not too many words or anything like that, but it's something that you can remember, and you can just literally keep it in your mind. Because at the end of the day, it's all about you. Another one is, everything that is happening now is happening for my ultimate good. Again, bring it back to that positivity, bringing it back to yourself, you know. And then the last one that I'm going to call out this week is, I can achieve greatness. And like I say, everything is about you, everything is about bringing it back to you, and everything is about bringing it back to the positivity. And I know there's probably people listening that go, greatness, oh, he's so full of himself, like, and thinking like that. But it's all about you. It doesn't matter what you're saying to yourself. Like, I mean, you know, it's all about you. It doesn't matter what anyone else is thinking or anything like that, because you're changing your mindset, your fixed mindset of, I can't do this, I won't achieve this, I won't be able to do that. And that is our biggest block in humanity. It's not an Irish thing. It is an Irish thing, but I mean, it's a humanity thing. You know, he's talking about every single human being on the planet that just struggles with that belief that they can do it. You know, the amount of clients that I have that just don't love themselves would actually scare you. You know what I mean? The percentages in the world of the amount of people that actually just don't put themselves first and don't actually love themselves in any way, you know?
And you probably see a lot of very, very successful sports people, business people, people that are generally successful in life. I suppose they really have that kind of attitude, the go get 'em attitude, really, haven't they? And that you know, I can do this, like.
Yeah, and I mean that is that mindset. Like,
that's the difference. That's the difference between why these people are so successful and people that are just.
You know, the likes of Bill Gates, who brought up with no money or anything like that. Like, I mean, his mindset. Why does he become a multi-billionaire and someone else doesn't? You know what I mean? Bob Proctor talks a lot about that, like about the fact that what makes Napoleon Hill talks an awful lot about, like, what makes the difference between one person who, you know, two people living on a street, and one person becomes a multimillionaire and the other one doesn't. You know, what is it? It's literally mindset. Mm-hmm. It's just changing that mindset, that belief in yourself that you can achieve anything that you want to achieve.
Yeah, and I was actually reading a book over the weekend, and it's John Kavanagh. I think it's John's first name, Kavanagh. You know, the fellow that trained Conor McGregor and all that. His story from when he started, and like that again, he was thrown, every obstacle was thrown at him. Mm-hmm. But he had a lovely saying, and I see like in his gym, as he tells people, we either train or we learn. We don't train and fail.
Yeah.
We train and we learn.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like if you go into a fight or anything like that, we fight, or we lose, we win or we lose, but we win or we learn.
I mean, that's the secret to living, as far as I'm concerned, is the fact that we constantly evolve and we constantly change. We constantly look at maybe a darkness within yourselves that we actually never liked, and we let it go from the past and we actually move on. And we have to change and we have to evolve as human beings. We have to say that from, you know, when you started becoming aware, you know, 17, 18 years of age, that you've actually changed and evolved. And, you know, it's like a caterpillar, it's like anything else. We just change, we evolve, we grow, we become a better version of ourselves. But we don't just become the better version and stop. We keep on becoming the better version of ourselves.
You have to, yeah.
We have to keep learning, we have to keep evolving, we have to keep growing. And that's as human beings. You know, coming out of COVID, let's drive to become a better version of something. Let's just change. Like, this is the opportunity to change, have massive change in the world. You know, more people connecting in with community, more people caring about each other, more people appreciating hugs and handshakes. You know, all the things that are old fashioned. Let's change. Let's evolve. Let's become a better version of ourselves at the end of this, rather than going back to the old ways again,
you know what I mean?
We're definitely going to appreciate way more of the things that we took for granted. As I said to you at the start of this, being able to see someone's full face, appreciating it, enjoying it, rather than being scared of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Actually just looking at someone's face. You know, and that brings me to number three as far as the four steps, which is focus on what matters. Focus on what matters in front of you. What matters to you in your life? What's important to you in your life? Focus on that. Because at the end of the day, it's really about what really matters for you, what is really important to you in your day. You know, what's important to you, Eric? You know, your motorbike, your karate, you know? There's things that are important to you. They're not your family. They're not to your friends, they're important to you. Mm-hmm. So focus in on what matters to you. That helps everything come back to the grounding yourself in the present. It makes you actually feel good about yourself. When you focus in what matters to you, you feel good about yourself. When you put your head on the pillow at the end of the day, you actually say, I did that for myself today.
Yeah.
You know, and that's really important. And the fourth one, which is really the one of the most important ones, and it's actually one that I could actually talk for, we could get a lot of talks about it, is learning to say no.
Yeah, big problem. Everyone has that problem. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And I think, you know, when you say to people, you know, you have yes and no, and which one is positive and which one is negative, people will say that yes is positive and no is negative, when it should actually be the other way around. No is positive. Learning to say no to people is really, really important. You know, because we do things for other people because we're worried about putting a burden on them. We worry that we're going to upset them. We worry. Full stop should be all I should say around saying no. But just saying no and actually stepping away from that fear of actually saying no, stepping away from the fear of hurting someone, stepping away from the fear of whatever's going on for you. Because saying no brings up huge amount of anxiety in people, absolutely colossal, actually saying no to somebody. Like, it's just, and I mean, you know, I talk about human beings, but us Irish and us people in Cork are absolutely shocking for saying no. Like, you know, we really do struggle so much.
And all we're doing is just taking on board more and more stuff and just...
Well, that's it. Like, you hear more and more, and I see more and more clients coming into the cancer place, and I say, well, how's your life? Oh, jeez, I've taken this on, I've taken that on, I'm doing that, and I'm giving back to society, and I'm doing this, and I'm all that. And I'm like, but what are you doing for yourself? Yeah, but I'm doing this. But you're not doing that for yourself. You're doing that for the community. You're doing that because you're involved with the guy. You're doing that because you're involved with the church. You're not doing that for yourself. And, you know, when can you say no? When can you stop? You know, people who have nervous breakdowns and all that, they say to them, you know, what do you think started for? Oh, just, I couldn't say no. I kept on taking on more and more and more and more and more, and I couldn't say no. You know, people who retire, you know, grandparents that are out there at the moment who really wanted to just look forward to their retirement, and suddenly they're looking after all the grandchildren.
Yes.
You know, because they could not say no. They did not know how to say no. They hadn't taught themselves to say no. So learning to say no is really, really important. And start with the small things. Start with, you know, whatever, you know, I don't want a cup of coffee or whatever, you know. You know, or, you know, I don't want to get a drink. You know, people who sometimes get drunk at night say, well, why did you drink so much? I couldn't say no.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. You know, that's probably. But it is, like, you know, I mean, people, you know, have their limitations in their head. You know, I know 4 pints is my max, you know. And then sometimes I might have 5 and I wake up and I really hung over the next day because I couldn't say no. You know, but that's a different thing, because when you're drunk, it's a different kettle of fish altogether.
But like it is in our power to say no, really.
Yeah, I know from saying no myself and stuff like that, and I also know from my clients when they start saying no, because the first step to creating boundaries is to say no. To actually someone to know that you actually have somewhere that actually is a stop. Because the more you say yes, people will keep pushing. They will keep pushing.
That's the first time I've heard it being said like that. You're creating a boundary for yourself.
Yeah, you are. The first thing when I remember I'm talking to clients about creating boundaries, how do I create a boundary? You say no. You learn how to say no. But I mean, that's not just saying no to everything, because that's another extreme. But, you know, just when you feel uncomfortable or you don't want to do something, say no. And even all the things that you've made up in your head that you think is going to go wrong when you say no, never goes wrong.
Yeah.
You know, because we have this that I don't want to upset my friend, or I don't want to do that. And when you say no, suddenly people can find alternatives and they don't even bat an eyelid. You actually probably feel a little bit, don't they care about me? Because they just, they didn't push. Yeah. You know, you say no and that's it. And they bounce away and they move away.
No, Shane, we're after running out of time. Yeah, sure, that's something I'd like to talk about to you the next day, actually, is what people think or perceive that's gone on in someone else's head when they say no, or when they think, you know, I've two people today, you know, I've come across that, and he probably thinks this and that and that. And it might be the furthest thing from their mind.
I mean, it goes back to don't assume anything, you know?
Yeah, but don't assume. But I think they're all interlinked with each other.
Like,
there's a chat in that again.
We'll stick to maybe in the next one. I'll expand a little bit on saying no, and I will also expand a bit on how to say no and how important it is and what kind of slow steps you can do.
Perfect.
To actually say no.
Come on. Shane, as always, went too fast, but look, well, at least we're still getting them in there anyway. That's the main thing. So thank you very much indeed.
Okay, Shane. Thanks.